the praise and altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness that is only found in your presence. Take me to the holies of holies. Oh, take me by the blood of the Lamb. You just take me to the holies of holies. Cool and cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take the cool and cleanse my lips. Here I am. I enter the holy of holies. Oh, I enter through the blood.
The holy name than the name Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening that we have this privilege, O God, to be in this holy presence. How many are thankful to him for all that he has done for the day. Your going out and your coming in. Oh, what the Lord has done for the family. what the Lord has done for the children, what the Lord has done for us even to be in his presence. It is all by his grace. Let us this evening just turn to him, because there is no other one. As Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from you, God, which made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth us will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. The Lord, he is our keeper. He is our shade upon our right hand. And the sun shall never smite it by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will always preserve our souls. He will preserve our going outs and our coming ins, even from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Will you say thank him to you? Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father of the truth, O God. Welcometh our help, O Lord. We lift up our eyes, O Lord, this evening. And we look unto you, O God, the creator of heaven and earth, oh, who has made it so possible for us to be in his presence this evening. Lord, we surrender ourselves even before you, O God, your holy presence, Lord, alone. Even as John saw you, he could not look unto your face. He said, I fell on my face as dead. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. For us to have the privilege, oh God, to stand before such a great God this evening. Lord, we thank you that you have made a way for us this way, oh God. We are not worthy. Oh Lord, nothing was good in us. But yet, Lord Jesus, because of your rich, because, Lord Jesus, of your goodness, and your riches in glory, Lord, it has made us what we are today. That even, Lord, we can even turn the world and look into it, O God. Something that even when the world, when he looked, John said when he looked, no one was worthy. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. But you made it so worthy for us, O God. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus, this evening. We thank you that your word, which tells us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, Lord. We know that word, oh God, it stands for us this evening. And Father, we know how you bought your own church, oh God. You sanctify it, oh God, with your own blood, that, Lord, you will be able to come and fellowship with your children. Restoring us once again back, O Lord, to the Garden of Eden. Oh, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Heavenly Father, this evening, it is the deep that has called unto us. And the deep has responded, O God, for us to be here. And Father, we know that when you call your children, there is always something in store. And we believe this evening, O God, there is something in store for us. Even as, Father, we came, bringing along, O God, our requests, O God, the things that are upon our hearts, O Lord, we want to pray because you want us to pray, O God. Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that even before we utter our requests, O God, you know them already. And that this evening, Father, you meet each and everyone because you are a good God. We thank you, we bless you, even as we tend to read your word, O God. Father, let the Holy Spirit once again overshadow us. And let the Holy Spirit speak to us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. And as we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of his word. Let's turn to Hebrews 11, 8 to 19. Tonight we're going to pray. Praise the Lord. Everybody has a request. Everybody has a need. Tonight, speak to him. Amen. each and everyone, speak to him. Let's hear the word of God. Hebrews 11. I will start from reading from 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Let's go to 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. These are great words. 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Let's bow down our heads again. Heavenly Father, these are your words, God, so great, O Lord. And even we are not the ones able to make any interpretation out of it. But Father, thank God that, Lord, you have given us, Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, a prophet in our age, Lord Jesus, that we can look into these words, Lord, and Father, see what you have for us, God. Father, tonight, we want to stand on these words of yours, God, and commit our prayers, Lord, into your hands. Father, we want to bring our requests to God. The things that are upon our hearts, Lord, tonight, Father, we want to pour them before you. We know you know them already. But Lord, we know that your word also asks us to ask and it shall be given unto us. That we should seek and we shall find. That we should knock and it shall be opened unto us. Lord, we stand upon the basis of these promises that tonight, to God, you meet each and everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God richly bless you. We have a topic here tonight as the transition period. The transition period. Looking at the word transition from the dictionary, I got something like this. It said the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. And so out of this, we shall take it this way. A period of changing from one condition to another. Amen. That's transition. A period of changing from one condition to another. That's the period, that's the transition. And my brother, no transition is easy. Praise the Lord. No transition. I don't know if there is any transition that is very easy. You go through it easily. I don't know of. Maybe after the service you can draw my attention to it. Praise the Lord. Every transition, moving from one end to another, even when you are moving house. Praise the Lord. It's not easy. Ask a brother Dube, he will tell you. Amen. Moving house, that transition, alone is not easy. Amen. Oh, look at a woman. 9 months transition. Ask our sister, they will tell you. Amen. That transition of what, 9 months, is not easy. Praise God. Even the transition from adolescent to adulthood. Oh, my. Praise God. The transition from adolescent age to adulthood. Parents are what? They are at a great trials. It's not easy. That is the time the children feel that they are also, they can do things on their own. But yet, because you love them, you also try to what? Straighten them. It's not easy. It brings sometimes even revolt in the house. No transition is easy. And this is one topic that we see talking about what we have read, talks so short about what the transition of Abraham. But the transition of Abraham is a long story that has been made so short here in Hebrews. Praise the Lord. From the time he was called out, that period, till the promise came, it wasn't easy for Abraham. Praise the Lord. The same thing also. You and I, you and me, from the time we said we have accepted Christ and we got baptized, and now the transition from that period till Christ comes, it's not easy. Amen. We are going through what, a lot of tests and trials, difficulties. Praise the Lord. The devil hitting us in left and right, placing things in front of hindrances and obstacles, trying to what? For us to denounce the name of Jesus Christ. The world bringing all things that will what? Entice us. It's not easy, my brother. So if there is any transition that is so easy, after service you tell me so that I know. Maybe I will apply that kind of transition. Amen. Even when you are at the airport, you've traveled from Africa, you are going to Dublin, but you have to transit somewhere. It's a new place altogether to you. Praise God. I quite remember my first time when I was going, I left Africa, I went through Holland. I transit at Dusseldorf. The whole place looks so, I couldn't know where to go. Amen. You reach a place where you are what? You are always on alert. Sometimes when your flight is not yet ready, or the flight has been late. You see what? You get into irritation. See? You become irritated. Anxiety comes in. Even sometimes you get angry. Then doubts also comes in. I'm talking about just put it away of the spiritual way. That in our transition, all these things, we go through them. Amen. Anger, doubts, and breakdowns, anxieties, things that are so irritating. We go through all this. It's not easy. But the thing is, transition needs what? It needs faith. Praise God. It needs patience. It needs courage. It needs hope. It needs endurance. And it needs long suffering. Amen. Listen once again. It needs what? Patience. It needs faith. It needs courage. It needs hope. It needs endurance. It needs long suffering. When you are going through what? A transition. Praise God. Last Sunday, we had a reminder from God that He has already paid a price for us. Amen. We got to know that by his stripes we are what? We are healed. Because that day he showed us the stripes that are what? Behind him, to prove that he has what? Received the stripes. He showed us his wounds to know that our transgressions have been forgiven. And he showed us also his bruises to know that all our iniquities is taken away. And there is what? Peace. Peace so sweet has come over us. But in all this, we got to know that until we can claim all these things, we also need to be what? Planted in the likeness of his death. We got to be what? Buried in the likeness of his death. We got to die. Amen. So that we can also be in the likeness of his resurrection. In the likeness of his resurrection, what was it? He said, I have conquered what? Death. I have conquered what? Hell. And so if we also die and get ourselves resurrected in that same manner, in that same likeness, we have dominion and authority over what? Over death, over Satan, over sickness, over everything. Then all that he paid for, it becomes what? Our possession. Amen. And so now we look at what? Abraham. Abraham was called out as we have also been called out. And now let's look at what we read before. We say one, two things and then we move on. He said, the first verse 8, he said, Abraham, by faith Abraham, when he was called out into a place, see, he was called out. My brother, that's the thing. Let us make sure that we have responded to God. Amen. We are going to pray. We are trying to find out how to place ourselves in a position whereby when we ask, it has to be given to us. We have been called out. My brother, my sister, have we responded to the call? And the call out is what? Is separation. That you separate yourself from the things of this world. You separate yourself. The call out is what? Separation. Total separation. Amen. Total separation. Brethren, today, we got to make sure that we have truly and totally separated ourselves. Amen. Let us make sure that we've separated ourselves. Tonight, make a confession to him. If you have not totally separated, just confess the Lord. Today is my last day. I want to give in now. Praise the Lord. He said he sojourned, verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land. See? The place he sojourned, he said, is to him is a strange country. Dwelling in what? Tabernacles. It was a strange country to him. A strange place. A place where he has no intention of what? Living. That is the way how we got to find ourselves, my brother, my sister. This world is not worth living in it. It cannot give us anything of life. Nothing, nothing, my brother, my sister. There is nothing this world can give. All this world can give is what? Death. Sickness, diseases. It can't give anything. Then verse 10, he said, look at Abraham's focus. His focus was on what? He looked for a city which had foundations and whose builder and maker is God. That's where our focus must be. Our focus must be on Christ. Let's focus on Him. Take your eyes away from any other thing. Focus on Him. Now let's look at verse 11. Verse 11, Sarah was with him. Abraham's faith, Sarah was with him. And we see here that she was also through faith, she was able to receive strength to conceive seed. That means, my brother, my sister, here we got to pray. There is no barrenness in the house of God. Anytime you are praying, remember the families that are looking for the fruit of the womb. Let's remember one another. Brethren, let us not always go on our knees and be praying for all what we need. Let's remember our sister. Let's remember our brother. That's the way God also will look and see your own and fulfill it for you. Let's look at verse 15. He said, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, you see, if they had been mindful of where they came out from, it couldn't have worked. They would have gotten the opportunity to go back. And we know it happened in the wilderness. When the children of Israel, God has called you out from bondage on the way to a promised land, where a place where there is what? Milk and honey flowing. That was the transition from Egypt to the promised land. See, no transition is easy. They were in that transition, and what happened? It came to a time many times they had wanted to go back. At a point they said, let's make a captain for ourselves so that we go back toward Egypt. Along the line, while they were going, they will be remembering what they were eating back in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the fish. Looking back again, my brother, my sister. The things that you have left, you are looking back at them again. You say you have denounced the world. You've got yourself baptized. You still look at the world again. My brother, my sister, the scripture tells us anything that of that sort. He said, we are not dogs that we should go back to our vomit. We are not pigs that we should go back to all the mud again. If they had been mindful, they weren't mindful. Because the trials Abraham went through, if he had been mindful from where he had come, he would have gone back again. How would it, living in a world, a complete house, and now dry areas inside what? Tabernacle tents, living in tents. If they have been mindful, they would have gone back. But they were focused on what? They were focused on God. So all other thing was nothing to them again. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Isaiah 43. Reading from 18. Let's look at Isaiah 43. What the Lord wants you to do tonight. And what he wants to do for you tonight. Isaiah 43. He said, remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Oh, praise the Lord. In verse 19. Said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. If we will what? Forget the former things, where we had come from. If we will not consider them anymore, but focus on him, he will do a new thing. Amen. But if we are still holding on to the former things, our minds and our thoughts are always back to the former things. Oh, my brother, how can my sister, how could it be possible? We are still holding those things so dear, the things that we have left behind, we are still holding them so dear to our hearts. How can it work? How can God come in? We need to what? Throw the old wine away. Amen. Have to throw the old wine away. Wash the bottle. Then you can fill in it with what? A new wine. Just like what? I want to ask you something. If you had a suitcase, and you have in it all your old clothes, you have packed them inside, then somebody takes you to what? To shopping, to buy brand new dresses. Amen. Sister Tara, I take you to shopping. Buy you brand new things. When you come home, what do? Your suitcase is already full with old dresses. You do what? You pack them out. Your wardrobe, you just pull everything out and fill them with what? The new ones. Oh, praise the Lord. That's it. You got to pull that one out first. Then the new one, you can fill them in. Amen. And so, that is the transition Abraham went through. It wasn't easy. 25 years still waiting for the promise of God. But the scripture says, let's read that from Romans 4. Romans 4. Let's read that from Romans 4. Romans 4, reading from the 18th verse. Romans 4. Now let's, so that we take Abraham's transition, his faith, for tonight. Reading from the 18th verse. It said, who against hope believed in hope? Against hope, he believed in hope. So tonight, even what you are requesting, what you want to pray for a brother, what you want to pray for a sister, even if it is against hope, believe in hope. Amen. Amen. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to what which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. According to what? The one who has spoken. According to the one who has spoken. The Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, who all things belongs to, he has spoken. It will never fail. Amen. And being not weak in faith tonight, my brother, no weakness. No weakness. Let our faith be strong. Tell yourself tonight, my faith is strong. Yes, God bless you. My faith is strong tonight. Nothing is going to hold me back. Then be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Pharaoh's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Today, unbelief. Mr. Unbelief tonight. Satan, unbelief. Get out from here! Amen. Amen. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God. No, sir, let's not stagger. We are going to read one word, another thing here. We will never stagger from what God has spoken. Amen. True unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded, not halfway, fully persuaded. We are persuaded tonight. That all things are possible to them that believe. All things, not some things, all things are possible to them that believe. Because he was persuaded. We are also persuaded tonight. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. He's also able to perform. Verse 22, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone, not only Abraham, that it was imputed to him, but for us, oh hallelujah, for you and me also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Christ, raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. If we believe that. Who was delivered for our what, offenses and was raised again for our justification. You are justified tonight, my brother. Amen. There's no hindrance, there's no obstacle. My brother, my sister, listen to what the prophet said here. We must take notice of that. Sometimes probably we find ourselves in that way and we see that, well, it is what? Sufficient. Why God is not what? Why God is not answering my prayer? The prophet said, if all these things require sincerity, to be all or just only sincere, oh, I'm sincere, you know. I'm very sincere. Oh, that's very good, my brother. That's very good, my sister. You are very sincere. He said, Cain also had it. Cain also was sincere. Praise the Lord. Cain also had it. He was sincere. See? He also presented what? A very... Okay, his own word very, but he presented what? An excellent sacrifice. Amen. See? He was sincere. He presented, God said, go and what? Go and give me a what? A sacrifice. And he presented what? Presented excellent what? Sacrifice. Amen. But Abel's own was more excellent. So if it is sincerity, the prophet said Cain also had it. If it's a question of being what? Just coming to church or because you are part of this church, he said Cain also was part of what? Adam's church. Amen. He was also a churchgoer. Praise the Lord. Amen. But what do we need? He said the prophet said it requires, what it requires tonight is what? An old-fashioned upper room with a prayer meeting where you pray down the power of God. Amen. Amen. You pray down the power of God. And the Holy Ghost begin to move. Amen. The Holy Ghost need to move tonight. That's what we need. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what we need tonight. And so now for our assurance, we shall read two scriptures. The first one is Luke 18. After these two scriptures, then we are going to what? Exercise our authority tonight. we are going to prove ourselves that we are also standing strong in faith like our father Abraham. And as long as it was imputed for him for righteousness, so also we also, it would surely, I mean, it has already been done, my sister. It's already been done, my brother. Amen. Let's turn to Luke 18 as we read from 1 to 8. Luke 18. It is just about, if you know the scripture, it's just about what? God wants to tell us something tonight. He wants to tell us something tonight. Amen. Luke 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We must what? Always pray, not to faint. Amen. Always, not sometimes. At your working place, you are driving, you are cooking, whatever you are doing. Oh, you're still what? Praying. Oh, praise the Lord. Always. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, oh, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. See, continually. A woman go, come tomorrow. Tomorrow the woman will be there. Come next week, she will be there. At 3 o'clock, she will be there. Ah! No. This woman, if I don't avenge her, if I don't do what she's looking for, she's still continually troubling me. That's why God said we should what? Pray continuously, always, till God said, ah, hey, my son, just take it. My daughter, just take it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But let's read on and see what God is telling us here. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he what? He bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Huh? If this wicked judge even will what? Will do according to what? The widow's request. And me, God. Oh, hallelujah. He's asking us tonight, he, God, if we day and night will be always praying day and night, always holding on to him, wouldn't he also do it? Said, I will do it speedily. Amen. It is because we are not doing according to the word of God. Though he bears long. But my telling you, my brother, my sister, he will surely, one of these days, he has to what? Answer you. Amen. 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 He said, I will do it speedily. Tonight, that's our promise. Amen. And then the next reading that we need to read, before we go on, let's go to Matthew 7:7. Praise the Lord. Yes, we have about, almost 50 minutes to pray. Praise the Lord. We will pray tonight. Cry unto him. Hold on to him. Wrestle with him. Not wrestle against, but wrestle with him. We wrestle against what? Satan. But we wrestle with God. Amen. Amen. Do you see how cats and the kittens, they play? See, they wrestle. And see, it's very, so they'll just, you see? They'll be wrestling. No what? no hard feelings. But when you are wrestling against Satan, gather all your strength and hit him where it will pain hard. Amen. Amen. Hit the devil, the loins here. Hit that place real good. He will never come back again. Amen. Amen. But we wrestle. Let's wrestle with God tonight. Matthew 7, verse 7. How many believe that the Lord is going to answer us tonight? Amen. Oh, God bless you. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Oh. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It's not what? It's not your word. It's not your pastor's word. It is not a bishop's word. This is the word of what? Christ Jesus himself. Amen. Amen. And you know his word is just always what? True. It never fails. Verse 9. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Huh? Reverend sir? Huh? Joshua asks you for bread, then you go out there and pick stones and take two. No. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you man, you not do it. Then God. We we love our children. Then what about our Almighty God? Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, he's faithful. He's faithful. Or if he asks for a fish, and will give him a serpent, oh my, never. We won't do that. If ye then, being evil, you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? How would he not do it? Brother George? Brother Mike? Brother Eli? You believe that you give it? Amen. God bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, he's going to do it. He knows. Come, my the musicians. I heard you sing that song. He knows. Come, let's give that song. Let's just get ourselves to prayer. Now, my brother, just gather all faith. The prophet said faith is like what? A man with what? Chest with what? Let's show our chest tonight to the devil. Praise God. Brother Vlad, God bless you. I'm so happy tonight because I believe that something is going to happen. I believe that God has already answered our prayers. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Shall we stand? I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hands. My request is in his hands. All what I need tonight is in his hands. What I'm going to pray for my brother is in his hands. What I'm going to pray for my sister is in his hands. And he's going to give them out.
The Maker, he formed my. my life was in His hand. He knows my end. He knows my every door. His ears, His tears that falls and hears me when I go. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go.
He knows.
He knows my name.
We need an anchor.
He's in my life. He placed me in His word. By faith He sees me through. Oh, He knows my name.
He knows.
He knows my name. And hears me when I go. He knows, He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He says it's tears that fall and hears me when I go.
Knows everything. He knows our thoughts. He knows our mind. He knows our requests. He knows everything that is in your heart tonight. One thing I want to tell you, that tonight the Lord is here. Just tell Him, pass me not by. Pass me not by. Give it a song. Tell Him, pass me not by. As we prepare ourselves to pray now.
Oh,
as you are preparing yourself now, just put yourself into that atmosphere. Get yourself into that atmosphere of tonight. He's here. He's here to answer every request tonight.
My Lord and Savior.
Oh,
Savior,
Savior.
Oh, why don't you
hear
my humble cry? Oh, why don't I deserve?
Lord, Jesus,
my Lord and Savior.
We pray, O God, that Lord,
oh,
and everyone tonight, O God. In your blessedness, Lord. Father, hear our cry tonight, O Lord. Hear our cry tonight, O Lord Jesus. I pray, O God, that you meet each and everyone tonight, O God, according to your riches in glory, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We know that, O God, oh, you never pass anyone tonight, O God. But I touch each and everyone, Lord. You know, Lord Jesus, you grant us, O God, our heart request, Lord. I commit, Lord Jesus, every request tonight. I commit it all into your hands. I commit every prayer, every request of God that will be uttered here in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, meet us in every one, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Children, as we have come to your presence tonight, Lord. Oh, Father, we've come believing. We've come believing, oh God. Oh, yes, our Father Abraham. Oh, he looked at Father. It was so impossible. But yet, oh, he hoped for the things of God. And it came to pass. Father, tonight, oh Lord. Oh, the children, we have come, oh God. With our request, O Lord, upon the basis of your promises tonight. We are claiming, O God, everything that the devil has taken away. Anything that has been kept away from us. Tonight, Lord, we are claiming them. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are claiming them, O God. Oh, Satan. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, all what you hold, we belong to the children of God. Tonight, we claim all of them. Take away your dirty hands. The prophet said, if Satan has robbed you of the privilege of being even a son or a daughter of God, he said, tonight, by the Holy Spirit, enforce a claim. Let's enforce our claim tonight. We are enforcing the claim tonight upon the basis, O Lord, of your word. Brethren, we will sing this song, I'll press on the upward way. As our Lord has given us instructions that men ought to pray every day, day and night. Let us not cease in our prayers. Let's press on the upward way as we sing that song. Believe in yourself that you are pressing on the upward way. We are not looking back. We are not looking at the things of old. We are not considering the things of past. We are not considering where we came out from. We are pressing on the upward way. And new heights must be our goal. New heights will be our goal. New heights. Till you can get a glimpse of the utmost height. We are not going to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Pressing on the upward way. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your mission. Let that be your goal. And catch a glimpse of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven.
far. Lord, grant me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand and fight on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my faith.
How many believe that the Lord has heard our prayer tonight? Yes. Then let us all raise our hands and say, Lord, I thank you for answering my prayer. Let's give the thanksgiving now. Let's give him the thanks now. Lord, I thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you because we believe. Oh, that you have met us. You've heard our prayer. You've answered our prayer. Oh, yes, we believe, Lord. We believe, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, the Lord, you have made it. You made us meet, oh God, according to your riches in glory. We thank you, the Lord, we have received them. We bless you, Lord, that it is done. We give you the glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Yes, it is in our hands. Oh, it's in our hands. We thank you, Lord, tonight. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you that you have done it for us. We thank you, the Lord, you have fulfilled your word. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, it has come to pass. Oh, this day, oh, you have done it for us. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. We sing one song. And we call our precious brother Francis to close it in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, we bless you. We will come back with our testimonies. We will come back waving them that, Lord, you did it for us. Amen.
Show us a blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of life. Oh, it is in refrain. Sing a song from a Savior above. Oh, showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops runneth up. Showers we plead. Oh, there shall be showers of blessing, the precious reviving again. Oh, over the hills and the valley, sound of abundance of rain. Yeah. powers of blessings we need. Oh, our mercy drops from the shower, in a bountiful the showers we plead. Then shall be a shower of blessings that will send them upon us.
That you honor your word tonight, oh Lord.
Showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops from the poor. Oh, in the showers we bleed. Oh, there shall be showers of
of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Oh, mercy drops from the top.
Service, Father, to thank you for the shower of a blessing. The blessing among us because your presence, Father, is really with us, Father. You have our honor, the sacrifice of our lips that says has made the prayer and you have heard our prayer. And we thank you for that because your presence is among us here, Father. And we want to take advantage of your presence and take you by your word. Because you say that everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. And the word was read, Father. Oh, you show us through thy word that there's no child that we ask is parrot something and it will give him something wrong, Father. Amen. If we natural people, we can't do it, how much you, our heavenly Father, you care more to our soul, you care more to our petition and our need, Father. We commit all our unspoken requests at thy presence, because you know each of them, Father. And we ask you that you shall grant to us. The Bible tells us you have a good thought for us, to give us a good end, Father. Yes, not Lord. A thought of evil, but a thought of prosperity, Father. Amen. Father, prosper our lives, spiritually speaking and materially speaking, Father, because living in this world that we are living in, this body, Father, there's things that we need. We need purpose, we need jobs, we need different kind of things, Father. Life, oh, Father, touch our life, Father.
Amen.
And gratitude our need. Let this time, Father, that when we come next time, here, Father, to say that prayer meeting, it was a special prayer meeting. The Lord has heard our prayer, Father, because we know that these things is not a culture, Father, is a meeting with thee, Father. Yes, and we have a meeting with thee, and we come with our burden before thee, because you, the burden bearer, Father, that you shall bear our burden, Father. Yes, bless you, servant, that has put himself aside and seek thy face and come with something that will lift up our faith, Father.
Yes,
and we thank you because our faith is lifted up, Father. Amen. We ask you, Father, that you shall bless this church and bless the presence of each of you children tonight, Father. Even those who are not able to make it, Father, you know the reason. We ask you that you shall undertake on their behalf, that you shall bless them, you shall provide to their need, Father. Oh, Father, we know, Father, that without thee we can't do anything, Father. That we completely abandon ourselves, Father, at thy hand, Father, at the foot of the cross, Father, because where you says, when you were in mortal body, you says, Father, that everything is fulfilled, everything is accomplished, Father. You have paid the price of everything, Father, of all our needs, and by your stripe we are healed, Father. We confess the healing in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, gratitude to each of us, Father. You know, oh, Father, our hand may not be able to touch where the sickness is, Father, but your hand is able to touch them. That's why we ask you, touch the Father, and let me a testimony, Father, because you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provided to our need, and your name also is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals our disease, Father.
Hallelujah.
Heal them all, Father. Father, we ask you that you shall honor thy word, Father, because you honor always thy word, Father. And you say, try me and you shall see, Father.
Amen.
And we try you tonight, Father, and we know you are really, and you are Alpha and Omega.
Hallelujah.
You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, forever, Father. You are not a God of history, Father. You are God in the present days, Father. And we want to see you manifest yourself again and again inside of each of us life, Father. We ask you that a special portion of heaven shall be the blessing of each of us, Father.
Yes,
as we want to depart from this place, Father, we want to depart with you, Father. We want you shall go ahead before us, Father, and prosper our journey home, Father.
Amen.
Then we will come back again, Father, in next service, Father. We shall be here with joy, Father, like David says, my heart is always joy when they tell me to go to the house of the Lord, Father. Let us be in joy, Father. Let us rejoice to be in thy house. Let it not be a duty, Father, but let it be something to be done with inside of our heart, Father. Bless us all, Father. Bless the preacher and bless our pastor. Provide to his need, you know, his request, Father. Touch him, Father. Fill him with thy anointing, Father, with the revelation of thy word, Father. When he stand here, oh, Father, you people, may you receive something, Father, because each time when we come here is to receive something from thee, Father, and we thank you for the portion that you have given to us today, Father. Bless us all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God, bless you, brother.